Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
God, that's loud.
Is it?
Oh, it's my fault. I'm going to turn it down. All right. Just you guys. This is loud. It was just loud. I've had a morning. Bear with me. I've had a morning.
But here's the thing is when you have a morning, you seem to be more upset about it being like a little tardy than we are. You don't need to sweat it. It's okay.
You know why? You know why? Can I answer?
Sure.
Can I? The reason is I am alone down here, gentlemen. In this studio, you guys are all together, so you're hanging, and it's kind of like you're there. So it's like you know you're all there. You know I'm there.
Right.
Because I tell you I'm there, but I'm running a little bit late. And then you can kind of hang out. I, on the other hand, have no frame of reference, and I'm flying around trying to get everything done, and I just lost track of the clock on the wall. And
yeah, it happens.
No big deal.
But I will tell you something. With that said, news you may not need today.
Yes.
Is going to be a cut and paste wonderland. It's going to be absolutely hysterically
funny. Called a front cell.
Well, what's great about that is you will enjoy it as much as us because you will be hearing it for the first time.
For the
as
very
well.
First time. Here's
exactly.
The thing. The kicker is, you know, you'll probably judge me because I tell you I like this so much, but it's my kind. It's my kind of humor. It's my kind of funny. And
can you quantify or qualify your kind of humor?
No, I will just share it with you, and then you'll know. I'm silly at heart. I am silly at heart. And
that's how
you know,
much
sometimes
it meant
you know
to you.
I come in here and I tell you guys looking forward to doing the news today because it's got the. I don't know. There's not much that I amuse myself with. I just come in here and I do the show. You guys amuse me. Listeners amuse me. Pony amuses me. Interns amuse me. I don't normally amuse myself. That's the only thing where I will, you know, give myself a little Albert Brooks laugh as
sure.
I'm preparing it. And I did that today where I was like,
"You mentioned
hello, anyway, David.
You mentioned interns.
Speaking of interns, spotlight on." Recent addition to the Mike O'Mara family, Matt Dotson, friend of Rob Spiewak's family, and need to put him in the hot seat today because I have to ask him a few questions. Matt, are you there?
I am right here, Mike.
Matt, okay, Matt, general
that sounded
manager.
Like he didn't even believe it.
I think I'm right here, Mike.
I'm here.
So, in many discussions, I have my daughters down here this week who are visiting, and it's lovely. And I will tell you that. Through the discussions last night, doing a lot of chatting, and they're just wonderful, and the interaction with their brother. They all love each other so much, and they're having so much fun, and it's terrific. And it makes me forget all the other stuff that freaks me out, like when they talk about their lives at 19 and 21, which really can, you know, if you dwell on that, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. And you know, you're trying to just let that go and just fly over your head and not really dwell on it. Especially with the 21-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, the 21 going on 60, you know. So anyway, with that particular, with my daughter Catherine, she, in the course of a conversation last night, mentions to me that she has a friend who is friends with our intern, Matt Dotson.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, 6 degrees of separation.
Or three.
And, I discussed it with Matt before the show. We will refer to this gentleman as... As Mr. X.
Great guy.
Mr. X.
Because I like to inquire about my daughter's associations, especially her male associations.
This is like a background check or a security check for someone getting a high-powered job.
Who's getting clearance today?
Hey, Catherine!
What role?
Catherine, can you come here for 1 second? You don't have to go on camera. Just come here for 1 second.
Ask her this, Mike. Why didn't she call me?
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I'm going to reach through this camera.
That was really tough to see coming, wasn't it?
Catherine. Stared at my phone. Talking to Matt Dotson.
Nothing.
Our intern who's on campus today. And I'm going to refer to your mutual friend as Mr. X.
Mr.
Okay?
X.
But it's safe to say, I don't want to. Do you want to pop in here for a second? I want to characterize you as... You have relationships with people, but you do not have what I would describe as a formal boyfriend at school. Is that accurate? So that would be the way I would say it, right? Okay. Why are you looking at me? Excuse me? I'm just going to ask him about this guy.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
Ask Catherine if she thinks any good can possibly come of this.
Oh, really? You said it's your bestie? Oh, okay. Wow, Catherine. Matt just... Catherine just...
Besties.
Really? Okay, so I can say that? That's cool?
Stop it. Right, that is cool. Not a good hand gesture,
you know,
Oscar.
Oscar, behave yourself. By the way, Oscar wants you to call him. What's that? Okay. So this Mr. G, Matt, will be this man's name.
Oh, nice. Warren
Mr. G.
Good guy,
Mr. G. Is that cool,
G.
Matt?
Yeah,
is
okay.
That regular? So we know this.
Join me middays on WJFK.
All right, so thanks, Rob. But let me just say that Catherine just said to me, Matt, this is her best friend. So that's pretty cool. And I will say that Catherine showed me photographs of two of her male associates, friends, and you know, they're kind. Why are you giggling already?
Because
why
are you are one of the most smooth talking guys I know. You are an excellent speaker,
and you're hemming and hawing and having trouble.
It ain't easy, baby.
Are they all abs, Mike?
They are
15 pack.
Let me just say this: both of these gentlemen, and I say this in a strongly heterosexual way.
Yes. The only way to say it:
both of these gentlemen, probably, if you saw them in a magazine ad, it would not be a surprise. That's the best way. You know, Matt, I'm not speaking out of school here. They're both fine-looking gentlemen.
How good-looking
the one
are
you
they?
Know is a fine-looking lad, correct?
Very fair, yes.
Did you fare like a fair maiden? Like good-looking? Or fair like okay?
My fair maiden.
I was saying
fair
that maiden. Mike was being fair in the way he was describing this guy.
Did you go to high school with this Mr. G?
Yep, we went to high school together. Had several classes together, and I think we even played baseball when I was an athlete. Ooh.
Too much information. Did the chicks
just
dig
like
him?
Mike?
So there are two, Rob.
Yes,
I'm doing the questioning. Okay.
All right.
Ass.
You're talking to his boy, Mike. He gets excited.
I know he does. It's like his second son. Yeah.
Third.
But this is my daughter we're talking about here. So let me ask this. This is hard for me. Matt.
Yes, sir.
Hi. So these guys, this guy is a nice dude, nice gentleman.
Yes, nice very dude. Nice.
All right.
Black, Latino, white.
He's
mixed.
He's got a heavy beard. He's got a heavy beard.
Oh.
In fact, in one of the photographs I saw, he has a big black beard. Is that right? Nice. That we got the right guy here?
I believe the beard is new since high school, but I've seen him since we graduated, and yeah, the beard's a thing.
Yeah, nice. And he's a big guy, tall guy, right?
Yes, correct? Tall man.
Yeah, tall, athletic guy.
Bearded.
And so
do the drapes bearded. Match the carpet?
Oh, yeah. Will you stop! Come on now.
Well, you know, I'm just trying gym to together. Get
Mr. G.
I have my daughter has associations, and I just want to make sure you know they're cool people, and you know I like our interns, and I like Matt, and I think Matt's a pretty responsible guy. And if Matt hung out with him, this guy's a pretty reasonable guy. Never did anything crazy. Never like stood on a person's roof of a house and jumped into a pool or anything like that.
Well, not that I know of. I mean, he was an athlete. He had to hold to those conduct standards.
Okay,
he was a nice guy.
You have to sign an agreement, I believe.
Really? Do you have now?
Don't athletes have to sign agreements?
Something like that. I know if you get in trouble with anything, you get in trouble with coach right afterwards. Yeah. So.
Is that from the rule book of the Daily Leesburgian? Is that what it is?
Well, that's just been a thing with the athletic programs at the high school.
I've read about them. I've never done a lot of athletics.
All right. So of the two gentlemen that my daughter showed me, this She said this is really her best bud, and she really likes this guy. He's a really nice guy, and they're good friends. That's what I said. So I simply, because I'm not there all the time, I just wanted to find out. You obviously weren't best buddies with him, but you had enough experience with him where you can assess his personality.
Oh, yeah, right? He's a really good guy. He came out when I was in a band in high
what?
School.
Came
he
actually, out?
What?
Hey, oh, well, now I'm relieved.
Easy.
Mr. G.
He would come out and watch my band play in high school. He was a nice enough guy to support us in that. And he actually reached out to me a couple weeks ago, I guess, when I was promoting the show on social media. He said, hey, were you intern? I'm actually buddies with your boss's daughter. And I just slipped my mind.
So that you know what? I'm cool.
That's
that alone,
very cool.
That fact right there, I am completely cool with.
What do you mean by buddies?
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I was going to end it. Oscar, there he goes. He goes into the little move. He goes, we're not going any further. And he wouldn't know that. He wouldn't know
like
what.
And I would like to know.
What was that?
Study buddies.
Like, if you were to rank them, how does bestie go against buddy? Because I think bestie is more than a buddy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. They're very good friends. Yeah. They're very, very good friends. And she is very fond of this gentleman. So that's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to embarrass anybody.
Tall guy?
I'm not. Very tall.
Very
guy.
Tall. Ooh, long tall. Beard.
Just like Papa.
Yeah. Oh, Papa's not that tall.
Tall and
Papa's
bearded?
Not that tall.
Taller than
Papa's,
all of us?
Yeah, but he's athletic.
You know, they project my son out at 6'2 or 6'3, so I don't know whether that's going to happen or not, but I'm 5'11. I'm 5'11 if I'm 5'11.
Well, that's tall in the 40s.
I might be in the... Hold on. Let me turn on the overhead light. Yeah. Let me try to turn on. Watch this.
Just got an installer.
There you go. I'm on the 5'10 and a half side of 5'11.
That's tall. That's tall-ish.
Yeah.
I would say tall starts at 5'10.
Really?
I think so.
All right, I'll accept that. That's cool.
So freakishly tall is 6'8.
My daughters are sweethearts. They are very kind, and they are kind-hearted. They have been kind-hearted their whole lives. I've never had concerns about them. I think they're good kids, and they're doing well, and they're
You should be
wonderful.
Proud, Mike.
Yes.
And I have never, by the way, and usually I've met some of the guys that they hang out with when I've gone to the, but very briefly. Mostly I've met their girlfriends when they bring them down here for spring break.
So have
spring break. By the way, I logged some time with that. I watched that.
Almost unacceptable, isn't it?
It is a horrible movie.
The worst.
Really bad.
It is truly a horrible. The movie's like cruising along, and then James Franco gets shot in the head, and it's over. You know?
You're like, I thought he was in this for longer, bullet.
By the way, the whole thing. Oscar, at the end of that movie, like those girls could get off that boat and take out everybody at the drug dealer's mansion in Miami.
Right. Yeah.
Not happening.
No. I didn't know it was Charlie's Angels. I don't know they were doing that.
And I was shocked, Mike, because always James Franco movies are great.
Was James Franco the one that got caught in the crevasse and like had to hack his arm off?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, James Franco.
127 hours.
But that wasn't a real life story, Mike. That was just him in a movie.
Have you ever seen my nonverbal impression of James Franco?
No.
All right, here you
go. Yeah, right. Like
leads with his teeth.
Yeah,
leads with his teeth, and he is so gross in Spring Break. You know, I got a machine gun. I got it. If you really listen to James Franco in Spring Break, he almost gets to Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
I got money. I got cash. Spring Break.
And the scary thing is,
Spring Break forever.
It's on cable all the time.
He is the more talented of the Franco brothers.
He's very talented.
The other Franco.
Keep in mind, isn't there a Dave Franco?
Dave Franco, he is the worst.
There is who?
Dave Franco's on fire now, though.
He's
in every movie.
Dave Franco.
His little brother.
Is that like Casey Affleck? Is that like the challenged younger brother?
But they're both making movies.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
He really. Moves
Although,
his...
Yes, go
he
ahead.
He moves
yes.
his mouth even less than James Franco
does.
Really?
He
really.
Sucks.
Although
his eyebrows.
Wow. Although Casey Affleck, and this is a very obscure fact here, in the Ocean's franchise, specifically Ocean's 13, Casey Affleck and James Caan's son, Scott Caan.
Scott Caan.
Casey Affleck and Scott Caan make me laugh always. They are the best part of the
Ocean's 13
movie.
They're used well in that movie.
When they come to the guy where they're kicking him out of the hotel room, That is, I can watch that 50 times in a row where they're the like the security members of the hotel and they're kicking him out. And I think they ad lib it. I think
also,
they ad lib all that.
Scott Kahn, of all these, like, I guess, third generation Hollywood stars,
yeah, second, yeah.
Are just phenomenal. They're absolutely great.
Yeah, Scott Kahn is.
They know
like
who
guy.
They are. Like, they yeah. know who they are.
Wasn't
right?
he in the reboot of Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah, he was in it now.
He's good in that. He's good in that.
All the time.
He's in Boiler Room.
Yes.
That's great.
Oh,
in
that's
Boiler
a million
Room,
years
but
ago.
But also,
too.
Think yeah, about God. This that is it Dave Franco? Dave Franco is in Neighbors.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you don't Dave even Franco. Realize it at first. You're like, who is that annoying douche? And it's Dave Franco.
Well, you say yeah. that about everyone in the movie Neighbors.
Very true.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Boiler Room, obscure Boiler Room reference.
Yes.
Seth, you're running a casino out of your house. I don't even know if that's
that
the line.
So great.
Do the classic line,
great.
Won't you?
What's that? Which
about
one?
How will you like your money delivered?
Oh, okay. Would you like your money delivered to your mansion or your yacht? Ben Affleck in that
solid
movie.
A young one for
he
him.
He had a
yeah.
cameo.
Yeah, he had a little cameo yeah. as the guy that's kind of like the recruiter and all that. But anyway, to finish this up, Matt Dotson, wonderful intern general manager of the radio station at George Mason University. You vouch for this guy.
I vouch 100%.
Yeah, okay. And you tell Mr. G we've got eyes everywhere.
Mr. G. That's right. Okay, because, you know, are you familiar with the, based on vouching for someone, are you familiar with another old movie, Rounders? Are you familiar with that?
I am familiar with Rounders.
Okay, are you familiar with the character Grandma?
It's been a while.
Okay, Grandma's the guy that kind of like grabs his dog's ears, and he's the loan shark.
Yes.
And he's the leg breaker for Teddy KGB. In the event that anything ever happens where my daughter's feelings are hurt by this gentleman, it's going to come back on you double.
Yeah, double.
Double.
All right.
You hold the marker now.
Noted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hold the marker. That's exactly right.
And he gets Mike, he gets all this for one college credit.
One college credit. That's worth starting the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
They made four nails to use in the crucifixion. One for each of Jesus' hands, one for his feet. The fourth was made of gold, and it was for his heart. On the night before the crucifixion, a gypsy boy stole the golden nail. So they crucified Jesus with only three. When it was over, God came to the gypsy boy and told him that his theft had saved Jesus from the pain of a nail in the heart. To repay him, God gave the gypsies the right to steal without moral consequence. Stealing from gypsies, however, will f*** you inside and out.
Sylvia made a mistake.
F***ing A, she did.
That's why I'm here. I want to make things right.
You don't get to do s***. I'm pulling two of your parlors. East Hollywood and Van Nuys.
It's a fourth of my nut. She's an asshole. I get it, but she's one of my top earners.
Not my problem.
I can fix this.
No, you can't. Is you and her a gage. Gage, don't do bujo.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Buried the headline at 50 pounds down.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's been, I've been 40 pounds for a very, very long time, and I kind of flatlined when I came down here to Florida, and then, got back down to... I am now 3 pounds away, and I didn't want to say anything, but I just got motivated to talk about the fact that I do care about
well,
health.
But your weight isn't the initial problem we used to talk to Mike about is his weight, right?
Sure.
Well, it's still a problem. Believe me, I still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, but the thing that's so great about that is even if you flatlined at 40 pounds and someone who has battled it as forever, the hardest part is maintaining. It's not that hard to lose weight, very easy to gain weight, but if you can lose it and keep it off, you're doing great.
And you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the thing about it is one of the things that I do, and this has actually been refuted now by the New York Times, that breakfast is not the important meal. I eat breakfast every single day. There's an article that was in the New York Times today that says that breakfast is not the big deal that it used to be.
How so you can skip it and there's no bad repercussions?
I don't know what what they're saying is, you know how the research, I guess the gist of the article is that breakfast is...
Jumpstarts the metabolism.
The research that they've done is kind of a mess. That's kind of the that's kind of.
I've gained a little weight since I started eating breakfast. I'll say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yes.
I mean, like how much would be?
I would say 10 pounds.
Because you think it's because of breakfast?
Well, I eat a bagel and cream cheese, so I imagine that doesn't help every day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, you eat that when you come into the studio. Right?
Yeah, and even after, if I miss it, I crave it, so I go straight down and get one to go.
Mm. Yeah, see, I don't know. And Rob, you don't eat breakfast.
I don't.
Right?
I just don't.
What do you make up for it later in the day?
I have lunch, yeah, if that's what you mean. I don't starve myself. But the.
I think we all know that's true.
Exactly, Mike. That's true.
But we're more than aware of that little fact.
Sometimes and it's not so little. I sometimes grab a yogurt in the morning, but I get up and grab my pills and that's it.
I appreciate you, Rob, working hard into the evening last night. But I got a window into your soul as were you either hammered or were you on pills? Which one was it?
Neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's
pretty good window into my world.
It seemed like you
How long have we done this show? Haven't you realized that I'm just an idiot?
No, I know when you are. It felt like you were fighting to act sober on the line with me. And I was like, man, he really gets into these drinks at 5 p.m.
No, not at all. Yeah,
well, we all know the tells. When I called you, when did I talk to you? Yesterday morning, Oscar?
7:30. Yeah.
You were sleepy, Oscar.
Yeah, I was.
You had just gotten up. I could tell.
I think I was distracted because I was typing while I was talking to you. That might have been it.
I got off. I looked at the phone. It was 7:30 p.m. I was like, man. He really gets into the cups around 5 p.m.
No, I hadn't even started looking for the corkscrew yet.
In fairness to Rob can sound loaded when he's really tired or sick.
Yep. Okay.
Rob has that kind of dry cotton mouth sound that he gets when it's just like. But I think both of you may have a 100% in identifying at any time of day if Uncle Mike has been in his cups a little bit.
Oh,
now, they're obvious like late night calls where I might say, hey, I gotta share something with you.
Listen.
You know, that type of thing. I think in fairness
Stephen
to me.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre. What do you know about him?
I got a guy that you gotta unfriend and block. This guy's a jerk.
When's the last time?
Affleck?
When is the last time you got a call like that?
2 years ago.
Well, Mike, we've already unfriended and blocked them all. The job is done. You can't plan on scorched earth.
I don't make a lot of angry calls. I normally am just kind of like, you know, friendly like. Right?
Yeah, you are. I mean, absolutely.
I don't do when I do the rant calls is when I'm usually cold sober.
True enough. And you know what? To be fair, you hate talking on the phone with me.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I know. The only tell I have is, do you have a minute? And then it's like, I'm sitting here on the porch and I was thinking... I just sit back because you're doing a show for me at that point. Like you're breaking down everything you want to talk about, which is great for me, and you're breaking it down like you're talking on the radio. It's really great.
And then usually if that's the case, if I've had a couple of cocktails, after I get done with my spiel, I'm really not interested at all.
No. And I'm like, Mike,
have to say.
He goes, okay, that sounds great. Let's talk about it on Monday.
I get my say out. And then that's, okay. That's
as
good,
Oscar said, it's like Mike is doing a show, and when he finishes, he says, okay, we're going to throw it to Mutual News. And we're done.
Here's the cool thing about the New York Times article on breakfast. I was trying to get something out of this article that I could
share.
That makes a lot of sense. More than most other domains, the topic of breakfast is one that suffers from publication bias. And, you know, it's so funny when you get these things that come out because really when you, what kind of publication? Well, who has funded a lot of these studies?
Big Breakfast.
Big Breakfast.
Yes.
Wow.
Big Breakfast. There they are. It's
Lego
America.
My ego.
As a matter of fact, they've even
breakfast
named something.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, according to the egg people.
McDonald's has named something after Big Breakfast. The Big Breakfast.
Big Breakfast.
Yeah,
big
exactly. Breakfast. But it would be eggs. I bet, you know what? I bet like the meat and sausage people are behind it. And Mike, don't turn your back on Big Citrus. Big Citrus is behind this as well.
Oh, sure. For orange juice.
OJ,
by the way, my kid, we went to the, we call it the orange factory, where they process orange juice.
And orange it's machine.
It's kind of a tourist trap. I think I took you guys there, maybe. I'm
Mike,
not sure.
You drove us by it and said, if things were going badly, we'd go there.
We'd go there, right, exactly. So when he has a sip of their free samples of like strawberry orange juice, it's a massive treat because we give him a little milk, and primarily he drinks water. And but that's neither here nor there. Here's the deal. In a paper published by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 2013, researchers reviewed the literature on the effect of breakfast on obesity to look specifically at the issue. They first noted that nutrition researchers love to publish results showing a correlation between skipping breakfast and obesity. They love to do so again and again and again. At some point, there's no reason to keep publishing on this. So they take that one little, you know, correlation.
So it's overemphasized. Okay. Yeah.
Right. They also found major flaws in the reporting of findings. People were consistently biased in interpreting their results in favor of a relationship between skipping breakfast and obesity. They improperly used casual language to describe their results. They misleadingly cited others' results, and they also improperly used casual language in citing others' results. People believe and want you to believe that skipping breakfast is bad.
Man.
So in other words, there's not a lot of real good data backing it up.
What about the logic, and this could be flawed as well, is that your metabolism starts running as soon as you get your first meal
now,
of the day.
I will say that the best way to lose weight is to eat small amounts throughout the day to let your body know that you're getting food, but not let your body think it needs to shut down because there's no food being consumed.
Or the shock of, I need to binge on something because
I'm
starving.
That's
right?
What will shut down your metabolism.
But if they're telling us that it's not necessarily, it hasn't been addressed, I guess, in the scope or matter it should have been
in
as
the
of
research.
Late. Yeah, in the research.
And here's the bottom line. It says in the article, it's the last paragraph. The bottom line is that the evidence for the importance of breakfast is something of a mess.
Man.
It's really not good research.
Murky
That's
waters.
The gist of the article. If
Murky
you're hungry.
Breakfast.
If you're hungry, eat it, but don't feel bad if you'd rather skip it, and don't listen to those who lecture you. Breakfast has no mystical powers.
Ooh.
And a lot of these studies funded by
Big Breakfast.
Big Breakfast, you know. This study funded by IHOP. So, Rob, I think you're okay.
Well, I think it could be is that they're really overemphasizing the fact that if you don't eat, your metabolism is going to slow. And that's a fact. But they're not saying when it starts.
This is one fact about eating that I have found to be the case. Because Carla, she made a bunch of biscuits, and I'm talking about the great kind.
Sure.
You know, the poppin' fresh ones, with all the preservatives and all
the
crap.
Oh, where you pop open the can.
Oh, yeah. The best, and they're filled. You could look at the ingredients in there and find literal poison. I'm sure if you went in
they're
there.
They're made in a test tube.
And she got the giant ones, too. So they're these big biscuits. And Carla went out to the grocery store because now that we're staying here, she had to load up on supplies for the house again, and she left the little Ziploc bag with the biscuits.
Oh,
and
party.
I was feeling
foul.
Bad about my head, and the inner fat guy went, biscuit, look at that. Look at that great biscuit. And I went in and I knocked back the biscuit. I now, because of the way the leash that she keeps me on, in the last week, I have had two major cheats. The biscuit that I mentioned last night, and one of my cheats has been, and I've done this twice in the last 2 weeks, I've gone to the grocery store and on checkout, I've gotten the giant Kit Kat.
The family size Kit Kat,
and I knocked that back. I literally feel it.
Oh,
instantaneously.
Oh, yeah, it'll shock your body
because
you're not used to eating unclean, right?
I feel like my waistline is
sugars, I guess.
Yeah.
What's that, Lev?
And all the sugars, I guess.
All the sugars.
All the sugars.
All the sugars. Yeah. That's right.
The sugars.
I'd say that biscuit was a wasted cheat, and let me tell you why. Is because those biscuits have an appealing window of about 12 minutes after being baked.
If that.
And then they start reverting back to whatever space-age polymer they are. They can't reheat. You can't reheat them.
I felt like crap after I ate.
Yeah, this poison.
I truly did. I felt like crap. What is a great Netherlands breakfast? And by the way, in the Netherlands where everybody's thin, what is your average breakfast in the Netherlands?
Some people do a little bit of yogurt or to start with, also just plain slices of bread.
What about
full grain bread. You don't hardly find it here, actually, and maybe in D.C., but North Carolina was really hard to find proper bread. No, Shocker. To be honest.
I know, it's true. Well, it's as I said to you yesterday, North Carolina, normally a place people just go through, not a destination.
I heard more people say that,
Miriam, what is a Netherlands delicacy? What is something that we would love to eat if we were in the Netherlands?
I'm not sure.
An omelet with J's inside?
Yes.
I would say it's a berry. It's a one single berry sliced in eighths. And a pipe with a bowl of marijuana.
Is there a pie or a dessert that is something that we should
A signature
have?
Dessert.
Yeah, signature dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard because we...
That's why they're skinny. Food's not part of the culture.
Yeah.
That's
no, true.
They like their tulips and their, you know, their jewelry.
And the windmills.
Yeah.
And the what?
And the windmills.
And the windmills.
Do you love your iPhone?
Do you love your iPad?
Do you love your Android?
Do you love your Nexus 7?
Did you play Atari?
Did you program the TRS-80?
Do you love technology?
We all do. And more importantly, do you love entertainment?
Yes. And if you do all those and above, or whatever I'm trying to say, you should listen to Tech 411.
That's right, Tech 411 show with Oscar Santana and
Todd Moore.
Bring it.
Let's try it. That was fair.
More broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com. The cast of O'Mara.
News.
This is a story that was sent to me by a listener and didn't get his permission to release his name, but I want to say thank you. He knows who he is. The band Def Leppard will perform in front of a huge crowd, and I'm not sure where it's going to be, but it's Central Arkansas. I believe that's where it comes from. And it's the Verizon Arena there. It's a huge crowd that they're touring for. It's Def Leppard. They have a big show.
Yeah.
But it's a promise they made to a local school that has some fans getting really excited. Nearly 1,500 people signed an online petition to get the 80s rock band to take a photo in front of the Arkansas School for the Deaf's football scoreboard when the band comes to Arkansas. You want to know why?
Yeah, why?
The school's mascot is, not kidding here, the leopard. So you read it right. They are the Deaf Leopards. So it's only right they get a picture with the band Def Leppard. This
is
so cool.
That is so great. I love that.
The school has announced the petition was a success. The band has agreed to take the photo. According to a post on change.org, the band won't get into town in time to go to the school, so the school's coming to the band. Students from school will be taking a large replica of the scoreboard to Verizon Arena in Arkansas, where they will meet the band and get their photograph taken. Def Leppard will have a picture taken with the Def Leppards.
Classy. That's a classy move, and that makes me think better of that band.
That's where the compassion comes in, Oscar.
I can't believe they're still in arenas. This is nuts.
Yeah, who are they so opening much. For?
I have no
no. No, no, this is a headlining tour.
No, it's a joke, Oscar.
That's Jeez. Wonderful.
Now, REO Speedwagon.
Oh. Keep on running.
And Tesla.
Right. Tesla, baby. What about Pantera? Yeah,
hey, Pantera guys.
On the other, and we always like to offer balance on news you may not need.
Very fair and balanced, Mike.
On the other side of the spectrum, Justin Bieber was
you
spotted.
Love him.
He was spotted walking around Boston Monday barefoot. Isn't that special? Not surprisingly, tons of people took pictures, but he started getting tired of the attention, like when a girl just ran up from behind him for a selfie without asking. That led Justin to announce that he's done taking pictures with people.
Oh, God.
In an Instagram post yesterday, he said, and here's the quote, "If you happen to see me out somewhere, know that I'm not going to take a picture. I'm done taking pictures. It has gotten to the point that people won't even say hi to me or recognize me as a human. I feel like a zoo animal, and I want to be able to keep my sanity. I realize people will be disappointed, but I don't owe anybody a picture. And people who say, but I bought your album. Know that you got my album. And you know that when you bought my album, what you paid for was an album. It doesn't say in fine print whenever you see me, you also get a photo.
Wow. You know what? He could get his picture taken, but there's no high school named like the Durham Douches.
Why can't there be a behind the music on this guy? I saw, is it Leif Garrett's or Leif Garrett's?
Leif Garrett.
So I saw his behind the music as a young man, and I knew nothing about him. And I said, well, this man made some wrong choices in life, and now he's paying the price.
Was made for dancing.
Why can't that happen for Justin Bieber now? He's made so many wrong choices. Yep.
Well, don't we live in a society now where the a-holes get away with being a-holes?
That's right. You know, I steal it every day because I come in here and there's Pony.
Yep, every time. He tries to take selfies with me.
By the way, chewing
on his jerky into the mic.
Justin recently stopped doing meet and greets before shows because they left him too drained.
Oh, yeah. It's tough. It wasn't so much the meeting as the greeting.
I hope he gets what he wants. I hope he gets, the lack of adulation. Total solitude. Robert Downey Jr., since we're doing A-hole news, he's been the highest paid actor in the world for 3 straight years. Last year, he made $80 million, and he supposedly has a net worth of $220 million, but he says he doesn't care about the money. Here's his quote. Could you imagine back in, let's call it, the golden era? You know, my dad's age, Pacino's and De Niro's. Do you think they'd ever have allowed such a paltry discussion, reducing them to a monetary figure?
Wow, that must be nice.
But he's Robert Downey,
remember about the pickup artist days, right?
Yeah, or when he was on Saturday Night Live.
Pretty in Pink.
His whole rap, right, is kind of like
weird science.
You know, he's full of himself.
Yeah, you know, he did do. Here's the thing: he's done some really cool things behind the scenes.
I'd be excited to have him on the show. He's awesome.
I'd be very excited to. It's not like Justin Bieber. I would not be excited to have Justin Bieber on the show. That would be problematic for me. Robert Downey Jr. does have his indulgences. We've heard how he has all his furniture shipped wherever he goes. Well, if you've got $220 million, what the hell?
Yeah. Buy doubles.
Now he says he spends a ton on Epsom salts and baking soda for baths.
What is it, 1910?
He does look ageless.
Here's his quote. Beautiful. When it comes to the end of the month, my team goes, would you like to know what you've gone through in Epsom salts and baking soda? I say I would not. Can we buy bulk? I always offer a solution. So he's not as a-holy as Bieber.
No, not at all. Not at all. He's done some nice stuff for Make-A-Wish. You have that much money, I think the initial perception is you've got to be a jerk somehow.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has that persona on stage, too, when he goes to award shows. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love some of his work. I mean, he's done classic. I think Chaplin is one of the great biopics of all time.
Beautiful film.
According to a new survey, the most popular cocktail in America, Rob Spiewak.
Gotta be the sidecar.
Oscar Santana.
Old fashioned?
Not an old fashioned.
No, you are both incorrect. Wrong, Bobby Boo Boo.
Moscow Mule?
No, not a Moscow Mule.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a good guess, though. It is the margarita.
Oh, we're a bunch of rubes.
We are rubes.
The margarita.
Our favorite cocktail comes in an envelope. Oh.
60% of people have ordered one at a bar or restaurant in the past 3 months. Number two, this is a good one. I'm a fan of this one.
Yes.
A daiquiri.
Oh, my.
But the right kind of daiquiri.
A frozen daiquiri?
No, not a frozen. That's like you might as well get a milkshake.
The kind that comes out of a machine, Mr. Man?
I don't care about it. I want a regular daiquiri. You know, put the vodka in there.
Yep.
Number three is pina colada. All sweet, fatty. Yeah.
Oh, God. And getting caught in the rain?
Number four is a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, that's good for the 10-year-olds out there.
And at number five, this one's a surprise to me, but it's come on strong. The mojito.
Essentially a rum julep. Lots of fresh mint.
The survey also found that 1 out of 4 Americans have ordered a cocktail at a bar or restaurant in the past few months and paid an average of $8.72.
That's the average cost now? Wow, that's a good thing I don't drink.
A low price in D.C. You walk out with a $12 drink.
That's right.
I played this game with Carla this morning. I'd like to debut a new feature. This is it.
What was the game?
You know what? Why do I even write it? You having fun?
Just a question.
Did that joke come with the suit?
I can't hear you guys. Power failure, I can't hear you.
Papa.
But you just tell me when you're done and I'll move on.
Oh, we're done. We're done. We're done.
All right. Yeah. We have a new feature for our news called What's Missing from This Story? All right. There's a 47-year-old guy in Salem, Oregon. And don't jump in until the end. There's a 47-year-old guy in Salem, Oregon named Kirk Alexander who's been ordering Domino's for almost every day for the past 7 years. Saturday, the employees at the Domino's he usually orders from realized he hadn't gotten anything for 11 days. So they thought he might be in trouble. First, the general manager tried calling him, but it went to a voicemail. Then she had one of her drivers stop by his place to check on him. He didn't answer the door, so she told the driver to call 911. The cops found him on the floor of his house. They saved his life. He was having a medical emergency.
Wow.
We don't know many details, but... you know, that's why he hadn't ordered in so long. There haven't been any updates on his condition, but the manager, the driver, and a few other Domino's employees have already gone to see him in the hospital. And now we go around the room, and what's missing from this story?
What's missing from this story is the mention of the smell of the apartment when they got there.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Oscar Santana.
The type of pizza he usually orders?
That is absolutely incorrect. I'm terribly sorry. Would you like to know what's missing from the story?
Does yes. Matthew Bloom get a guess?
Matthew, Ponyboy, would
I'll
you like
tell
to
you
guess?
What's missing is the goddamn pizza. They didn't bring him his pizza.
No, that is incorrect. Oh, maybe if you eat pizza every day for 7 years, you're going to have a medical emergency. That is that. Thank you.
You're just like Columbo.
Thank you.
That's There's awesome. One thing about this story that bothers me, sir.
You're ordering pizza every day for 7 years. I am morbidly obese, and I eat a pizza, and I feel like I want to go to the hospital. Thank you very much. That's what it was.
It was a thin crust.
That worked about as well as I could have expected. And now, a little something. A study came up with a bunch of stats about when Americans are driving angry. They analyzed more than 65,000 Instagram posts that use the hashtag road rage.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that's worth, here are the highlights. Road rage, this makes sense to me.
Okay.
It peaks at about 6 p.m., and it's the second worst at 5 p.m. People trying to get home.
Yeah, makes
People
sense.
Pissed off.
Pissed.
Number two, there's more road rage in August than any other month.
Hot.
That surprised me a little bit. It's hot. Yeah.
Radiators
July
going
is
out.
Second. April
Can't
and May.
The
by the way, April and May may have the least road rage. You guys slog
Vacation?
It every day.
Vacation?
Rob, you slog it every day. You probably have more.
It's been a brutal 2 weeks, Mike, let me tell you.
Yeah, I really feel sorry for Oscar.
Yeah.
The rain.
The rain, because people slow down and you can't get where you have to get in the timely manner.
Yeah, and it's been raining for 2 weeks here.
Yeah.
It makes it tough.
Friday has the most road rage of any day. That makes sense to me.
We want to start the week.
People want to get up. Sunday has the least, and the Hawaii has more road rage than any other state.
Hawaii does?
Hard to believe.
Lots That's of right. traffic, probably. It's an
California
island.
Is second, and New York is third. Los Angeles has the most road rage of any city, followed by New York. Coming in third randomly is Mount Pleasant, North Carolina.
I say That's change the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. D.C. did come in number one, but only for the 2 weeks of the year when I visit.
Thank you. I've been waiting for this moment.
Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Sun.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. The best of O'Mara.
Right before the show began, our wonderful intern, Adrian, otherwise known as Go Diego Go. Sorry, now Rob, there's no
Come
need
on.
For that hissing. There's really
well, he's
no
like
need.
A snake when he's passing wires back and forth.
Diego yes. indicated to us that earlier in the week we had a discussion about Todd Moore and ideas, and we compared it to podcasts, and everybody wanted to do a podcast. Well, apparently Diego wants to do a podcast, and Diego was interested in having an audition, a live audition. And as soon as those words came out of his mouth, I thought, you know, all we do is fill time here. There's no time like the present. And I don't know. We really didn't even have him get it out of his mouth.
No,
I mean,
Diego, will you entertain a question?
Yes.
Before we did the show and we were getting things together, you said, hey, Rob, I have an intro.
Yeah.
And I said, huh, what? He says, you know, like an intro. I said, an intro to what? He said, an intro to, you know, a thing. I said, you know what? Let's get this show done.
That's
and
dangerous.
Then I'll hear your intro.
Yes.
My question, is this intro part of your live audition?
It was part of a creative renaissance that I had of sorts.
A renaissance?
A renaissance?
Wow.
Do you know what renaissance means, son?
He's just
Be
like,
reborn.
He's like, a, you know what? In a lot of ways, he's like a little Oscar. Where he uses the words that he's really not all that familiar
Do I
with.
Sound that dumb, though?
No. You evolved, but I bet
he's polished the act.
It's really like a creative, as it were, or such basically renaissance.
What is it were, Adrian? Thing. What is a renaissance?
It is. It happened in Italy.
Yes. No. No. That is the renaissance. Yes. But there is an actual easy synonym for the
he's
word
renaissance.
He's
technically
rebirth.
Right.
A rebirth. He's yes. right. He's
he got,
right.
You got it right.
Okay.
He
exactly
got it.
Got it right.
I bet you didn't expect that, did
no,
you?
I did
you
not.
Did not expect that. That's incredible.
I'm so you're painting now? Is that the deal? You're painting? You're sculpting?
I've dabbled in the clay.
So, Adrian, you're...
clay!
So, Adrian, you have this moment of creative inspiration,
yes.
And you determine that you can do a podcast
and dabble in clay.
You're going to make a better mop.
Dabble in clay. Now, what? Obviously, this is something you wouldn't be associated with this kind of work and want to be an intern on a show like this if you didn't like this kind of stuff and want to do it yourself. Most people that come in here have that creative element in them. And
sure.
So, have you been thinking about doing a podcast for a while?
Ever since I first listened to Oscar and Chad's show.
Oh, that's
okay.
Sweet.
So you listen to Big O and Dukes,
now we're
and
back
they
in good graces.
Now is that their podcast or their old radio show?
No, their old radio show. I would consider myself the brainchild of Chad and Oscar.
Really,
brainchild?
They created you?
Sort of, because I first started listening to them when I was a freshman in high school. So a lot of my words, a lot of my humor.
Oh, we inspired you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, now they have a much larger throng of men and boys that follow them around.
And boys.
How come
That's
you
what
never
we're all about.
How come you never made it out to the bunker in Manassas? I'm curious about that.
I did.
He has. He's there.
Oh, he's been there. Okay.
So not anymore.
All right. So
a lot
I,
of
that,
times
right.
you miss him. Diego, I don't know if we've ever even addressed this. What is your height?
5'4".
Mike,
5'4".
He's but wee and small. And
he's
a lot of times
small.
I see him seated. And the other day when we were doing some studio wiring, he stood up and I went, wow.
He's short.
Yes,
it's
a, you're
it's
a little
short
guy.
Joke. I get it. I know. I get jokes. The thing about it, he is little. He's slight. But I'm curious, culturally, with being that Oscar and Chad were your inspiration, that would speak to maybe Oscar's a little more because the cultural
yeah.
similarities that
the
perhaps
same color
Oscar.
Skin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you come from that same kind of yeah. Latino background. Has Oscar been an inspiration?
It's the opposite
to you?
Because Oscar was the one that drinks, you know, martinis and all that stuff, and Chad's the one that, you know, just likes to kick back, drink beers and stuff.
Yeah.
So
you're more a Chad guy.
Yeah, because
right?
he never finished college, I don't think. He did broadcasting and all that stuff.
Yes.
You went to WVU, did
yes.
marketing. I'm the complete
right.
opposite of that.
Oscar, have you ever had a martini?
I'm not a big martini. He's basically saying I'm douchey,
I
which
understand.
Is true. Mm-hmm.
Do
it's
you
fine.
Think it would be possible, though? I hate
I'm
when
not
we-
douchey like Oscar. I'm great like Chad.
I hate
right.
when we emphasize
right.
differences. Why can't we emphasize the ways that Oscar and Adrian are similar? Mm-hmm. Could they have a brief conversation in Spanish?
No, I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to do that right now. I want to go on there.
Yeah, he's got an audition.
I'm asking. I've got more questions I need to
okay.
get out of the way here before
all
we start
right.
doing that shtick. Let me tell you this. Hey, Adrian, do you have a love of firearms?
No,
you don't. That's
I'm
a big part of. That's a big part.
You're
gonna
vote for Trump so they
his,
can sweep us out of
Trump,
the country.
Yeah, make
no.
America great again.
No.
You're not
vote,
a Trump
who
supporter.
Who are you going to vote for?
Can
you vote? Are you here legally?
I am registered, and this election, I will vote for Mr. Bernie Sanders.
Like a lot of young people around the country. Like a lot
the
of young people.
Blind the blind.
Do you, okay, so you like a good beer. You like to have beer. I'm curious, what other questions do I have as far as similarities?
I don't think
do you like do you like wrestling?
No, I do not.
So, Chad's the people's champion. Like, that's what I mean, he really is like the common guy.
what was the bong sound effect for?
Oh, I think he likes stuff other than beer.
oh, Adrian does.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the reefer. That's
yes.
bad.
Yeah,
very
he's,
bad.
He's into craft reefer.
Yeah, he likes. Yeah. He dabbles in clay and jazz cigarettes.
That's right.
I do like jazz.
You like jazz? What kind of jazz do you like? Who's your favorite artist?
I love Hey Arnold, the cartoon kind of jazz. I don't know what the kind
hey
of jazz
Arnold.
That is.
Oh, no.
That's a cartoon.
Rob, help
yeah.
me out here.
Can you give me an artist?
Jim Lang, I think is his name.
What's
the
his name?
Jim Lang.
Jim Lang. Yes, yeah. The host of The Dating Game, Mike. Let me see if I can find something by
no,
this
you,
Jim
you
Black.
Let me do it. You go ahead and talk to him. Let me do
okay,
it.
Okay, I will say this, that mm-hmm. you have a very wide range of music that you enjoy.
Thank
and
you.
A lot of times will come in mm-hmm. and ask me about a particular song we play on the show.
He's
and
trying I'm, to connect with you.
He is trying to connect. Mm-hmm. And you also, in addition to hosting a podcast, you are the only...
That is the intro. That's the theme song. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to like just regular, you know, in the show kind of.
The incidental music.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The score.
Exactly.
I know what you're talking about. I watched this when I was a kid.
That's jazzy. That's absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Of all the interns that we've had walk through over the past 6-7 years, he's the only one that wants to be like a hot rock and flame throwing disc jockey.
Yes.
He would like to be a top 40 jock.
So you pitched the idea of a live audition for the Adrian podcast. Is that what you were wanting to come in here and
podcast?
Oh, the podcast. What a great name. I wonder if that's ever been used. Podcast. Check you know it's got to be out there.
Of
no,
course.
They're not creative enough.
No,
they're
creative,
their senses
but
are,
they're lazy.
It's a one episode type of
podcast.
I meant to record again, but I forgot.
Welcome to the podcast. No, I'm not. Adrian,
yes.
So the question again, are you prepared in any way to do that today?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
Listen to that.
All right, let's do it.
Honestly, you want to know how you get the, we talk about it a lot. You want to know how you get ahead in this business? You're ready. You're ready and you want to take the plunge.
3 years later, we've got an audition. Mm-hmm.
Now, Rob, we're not going to go. We'll take this up to the break, but then I want to come back and do the, I want to give him suitable time to prepare.
Understood.
So that, because I think the fact that he said to me, absolutely, and he's ready. Now I want to help him out. Now I don't want to.
You're going to offer some tips before he does his audition.
I'm going to give him time to just get his thoughts together. Adrian, it's very difficult to describe what our show is. It took me a long time to say what I say to people now. Three guys busting each other's balls, which is the definition of what we do. I talk about the fact that we've got a guy in his 50s, a guy in his 40s, and a guy in his 30s, and we all kind of just go back and forth and we bust each other's chops. So I can imagine it's a challenge for me to ask you what is going to be the point of view of your podcast, but I would imagine you've given it some thought. What can we look for in it? What's it going to be called, first of all?
This podcast will be called High Noon with Diego.
High Noon with Diego.
Ooh, not
he's
not
giving
bad.
It some thought.
Right.
He's got an answer.
Look
and what
this.
Type of show is High Noon going to be?
This is going to be a weekly recap of the Mike O'Meara Show, because you know how you guys always say turn off your mic, turn off his mic. I never get my opinions out on like the topics.
Diego. Adrian, you might as well do a sitcom about a diner with a guy named Fonzie, because you know what? It's already been done.
We
it's
have a
Omericast.
Show called Omericast, Diego, you pot-addled hump.
But this is
we already have a
though.
Show. If you're going to bring a show to this network,
this
you have
not
to have...
planned.
No,
this
Mike,
is completely
not planned.
Organic.
Mike, the next time you shift gears that fast, you better put the clutch in, because you went from singing his praises
to calling
him an idiot.
I'm very disappointed.
Oh, you have
I'm
a
very disappointed.
I've got a show about nothing. We're going to call it Seinfeld.
No, High Noon, but you understand, Diego, have you ever listened to Omericast?
I have not. I hate to say that.
Oh, dear. You
well,
know that's what Marcus
company.
That's what Marcus Serta's show is.
That's
you
what
understand
it is,
that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you
know,
think it was
did
about?
You know that? Oh, listen to how disappointed he is.
What did you think Omericast was about?
I thought it was just their show and I don't know. I have no
idea he's
now.
So crestfallen. Now I feel bad for him.
You mustn't feel bad. Let's see if we can't, just for fun, spin this. What if it turns out to be better than Omericast?
Rob, so there's a Vermont native who is really pissed at you
I'm
right
just
now.
Saying, you know what? We would be stupid as businessmen if we totally said, can't do it, because this might be the better mousetrap.
What if Omericast is American Idol and he is the voice with High Noon?
Yeah.
Whoa. I might be softening on this a little bit. If only to hear the audition. That might be it. So, Diego, obviously, what is going to be the subject of this week's High Noon with Diego?
I don't know yet, because I mean, I'm not at the content yet. I'm just hashing out the skeleton of the show.
Do you have an open?
I have two opens. One for this particular show, like my idea for this particular show, and one just like a random, random open that I like.
You've produced an open?
I have.
Okay.
Or it's an idea. All right,
well, you know what? Now I don't have to worry about coming to the other side of the break to give him 10 minutes because his time is rapidly shortening.
And Mike, so, when he exceeds your expectations, if such a thing is possible, we can always do this in two segments. Is he coming up on the aux? Is he plugged into the aux? Is that where
Yes.
Okay, let's try to play your new open.
This will be the opening. Okay. Let's see how it sounds.
Are you ready? Do you have your music ready?
I do. Okay. I'm going to need some of your help, though, because it involves you guys, your voices.
Nope.
What?
Okay. Not going to happen.
So picture this.
You know what? How about that? How about this? Just for the audition, let's give him Pony.
You do our voices. All right. So this is what I'm going to need you to do, Pony. It's going to be like just after the Friday show, right? Everyone's signing off like, goodbye, Mike. You know, awesome week.
Ciao, ciao.
Exactly. And then you hear like the door slam and all that stuff. And then Rob's like, all right, sweep up, vacuum. Don't forget to, take out the trash. And remember, don't touch the mics. Yeah. And that's when the show starts.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, let's do that. Okay, we'll do that. You know what? I'll play along with your little cannabis sketch here. We'll do that.
Kill the audio.
Kill the audio. Okay. All right, here we go. And that was a good show, guys. That's fantastic. I got to roll. You guys have a really nice weekend. Rob, take care of the interns, and we'll see you Monday, okay?
Goodbye, Mike.
Ciao, ciao. Right,
take care. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Bye. Have a good day.
Hey, Adrian.
Yeah?
Clean up, vacuum, dust, and for God's sakes, don't touch the microphones.
Fine. God, man, these guys never let me do anything here. Man, I never get any of my opinions out. What if I had my own show, like a weekly recap of what they talk about, but it's Diego's opinions? Wouldn't that be awesome? What if you had more Diego? I like that. And they would never have to know, right? Yeah, let's do that. And then, huge open, boom, bam, all that stuff.
Oh, I thought this was the huge open.
I thought this was the open. We were going to do the real thing.
You brought a music bed?
It's a music bed.
No, that's the open, like the introduction. Then it's like presenting, eight Diego and,
Wait, but we have to do the voice and everything?
We'll record it once. And I can just use it. You not do this every
you
week.
You want us to produce you an open.
Yeah.
But when you say you have an open, you gave us a music bed.
Yeah, that's kind
of this one thing. Can I show you guys the other open I have?
Hold on.
The other music bed?
Right, yeah. Hold on. You know what?
Did you buy two songs on iTunes? Look at you.
Guys.
Ready to go.
I want to buy a car.
All right. Let's do it again. Let's do it. And then I want you to. All right. What I want you to do, fade it out. And then I will do the intro for you, okay?
Oh, nice. You got to fade out.
But do we get to do the play acting again?
Let's take a break. When we come back, we will do a dry run on High Noon with Diego.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Will in New Hampshire. Will writes, why whiskey? Well, Will, because whiskey puts hair on your chest, not on your palms.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
The best of O'Mara.
Okay, during the break, we actually were talking to Adrian, telling him to gather his thoughts, and we're going to see what happens with this intro. And let me just see a live audition. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. So, Adrian, you've got your time now, and we'll do the sketch where we're asking you to clean up, and then we'll just wait until the sketch is over, and then you say, what would it be like? And then pause, and then I will hit your intro, and I will give you an intro.
And also, during the sketch, I'd like a little more from Oscar.
Diego, you got this.
I got this. Good.
All right, here we go. Are we ready, guys?
Yes.
All right, let's go in 3, 2, 1. Good show, guys. That's terrific. I got to go out. Bill O'Reilly. No, I'm sorry. Let me take it again. This is take three. Three, 2, 1. Good show, guys. Have a great weekend. I got to get out of here. Rob, you'll get everything together with the interns on your way out, right?
Yes, Oscar, do great on that final exam.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you later, Mike.
Ciao, ciao.
Take care. Bye-bye. See you later, guys. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, that's a week. 6 more perfect shows done. Diego, before you get out of here, I need you to dust. I need you to pull some wires. Mm-hmm. I need you to empty the trash. And most of all, do not touch the microphones.
Never do.
Goodbye.
See you later, guys.
Later.
Just doing some cleaning over here. Dusting over here, taking out this trash. Man, Oscar drinks a lot of Starbucks. What's all this paper and Rob's trash? I'm not gonna go through it, I'll just take it out. Vacuuming, vacuuming, vacuuming. Man, I never get to talk on the show. It should be called the Adrian Show, not the Michael Mayer Show. Oh well, I guess I'll just, you know, wait, no one's here. I can just, you know, hop on the mics, give a little recap of the week, my opinions. That'll be awesome. Yeah, we'll call it High Noon with Diego.
Live from Guadalajara, Mexico, this is High Noon with Diego. From the Mike O'Mara Show studios, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Yo Adrian.
Hola, hola, hola. Hey, it's Diego over here. Welcome back to a new semana of High Noon with Diego. It's me, Diego. We'll get into all the laughs from this week on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll also get my thoughts on what actually went down in that girl's brain when she wrote that Costco college essay. And can you believe that note found in the elevator? I have the actual note in my hands. We're going to dissect the hidden meanings, and I did some investigation. Stick around. High Noon with Diego. What's happening?
Keep going. Do your show.
Oh, I thought it was just like a quick 1 minute thing. I thought we lost connection. Like, I thought we were like bomb shelter over here. Everyone's like going off the mics. Okay, so last week on the Mike O'Mara Show, it was an amazing week had by all of the fellas. You know, the new studio sounds great. A lot of that was me. I have some behind the scenes pictures that I took that I haven't shared with anyone. And yeah, it sounds really, really good. You guys aren't recording this, are you? Like, I'm just talking into nothing, right? Yeah? I don't know. You guys are giving me that look. I don't think any of this is... What are you guys doing? Are you guys actually using this on the show? You guys aren't going to cut any of this? I'm pretty sure you guys aren't recording right now.
Oh, he's killing me.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. The experiment's over.
You flamed out.
Yes,
wow. You flamed out. What happened?
I thought I had just a 1 minute, like a quick intro, and that was
it. Yeah, well, I did say 1 minute, but then again, we were going to let you kind of roll with it.
Yeah, because we're actually doing so well. We want to give you more time.
We handed you the keys to a Maserati, and you dropped them in the toilet.
I drove it to like a music festival and brought it back with some scratches on it.
There's some... a weird stilted cadence, isn't there?
Yeah, it's sad because he's got his heart's in the right place.
I'm
think
not
we
so
can
sure.
agree that his heart is in the right
we
place.
We just need a concept that hasn't been done.
Okay,
yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like that this is already in a podcast because it just makes me go back and go back to the drawing board. And
well, what you need to do, and
you have to work first of all, son, on your diction. You have to work on your diction a little bit, okay? Because really, it's cute for a while, but then in about 15 minutes in, where people are just looking, people, that's gonna drive people. So that is, I don't, back in the day, in radio days, they would have said elocution lessons, but the diction, not that everybody has to have great diction. Norm MacDonald would be a classic example of some of the worst diction you'll ever hear, but he made it into kind of his trademark where it's like, yeah, here we go. And he ended up doing Weekend Update, which is one of the most formal comedy broadcasts of all time. So I don't know. It's just that's my first note. That's the first note that I have for
heavy
young
edits.
Diego here.
Okay. Heavy edits.
Yeah, and I would say also break it down if you can. You know, when you're editing audio, you can get it down to a waveform.
Mm-hmm.
Get really zoomed in and cut out the pauses.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Because you start and stop. And also...
But also, the premise, he's got to reinvent this from scratch.
That's
he's
got
to go back and do... Like, besides the fact that you were inspired by Big O and Dukes and you love radio, what are some of your other interests?
Passion.
Because that's what...
Passion has to drive
what
podcast.
Do you love?
Ideally, like, my dream is, like, maybe to work on a radio station, do music, like my music, though, like alternative music.
No,
you want to. First of all, you're looking for the music that's basically dying. So that's probably the wrong.
Well,
path.
You know what he's doing? He's on the iceberg now, and he's getting on the Titanic.
Yeah.
You realize that most rock stations across the country have been flipped as far as formats are
concerned.
Yeah,
they're gone.
That's true, but you know, you have those listener powered radio stations, like the one out west in Washington State. I forget what it's called, but it's listener powered. I think it's KEXP.
Not too far away.
I think that station got flipped as well.
No. I think it's Mike. The car letters are KRJ.
Okay, so
you know, can I say something, Oscar? Though to young Adrian here, you know, down here the other day, we were going to pick up my kid, and I turned on
one of those 5 million radio stations that exist across the country that say, hey, we're getting ready for the weekend. Hey, I know it's only Tuesday. Bob FM.
Oh, it's a Bob.
Like, yeah. No, this was like an Arrow. This was an Arrow, oh, okay. But not with the great. This was one of them. You know, there are 30 of them. They're 30, yep. The music stations now. I can't even describe how offended I am when I hear that, because look, I can deal with all the other formats where there are talking heads and guys that are doing it. Guys that have to think and come up with a game plan and entertain. And then you have these jukeboxes, which are plug and play, where it would just be enough. And incidentally, in this day and age when we are all out there slaying the dragon and we're all so hateful and we're all so tense and we are driving ourselves crazy with stress, wouldn't it be great if you opened the doors to some of these radio stations and allowed a young person to come in and be a disc jockey, which for 15 seconds every 15 minutes is a little bit of entertainment. Oh, where he might say something fun. Instead, we've got, hey, here's my sarcastic comment that maybe I'm going to reference the fact that I'm lazy just like you are. Bob FM. It's like I hear that of all the radio stations in the world. And I'll take Rush Limbaugh over this crap. You hear these guys that come on and they plug and play and they all sound the same and they all have their little sarcastic comments that are pre-written probably somewhere 5,000 miles away.
And shared by a station in every market.
It's so
they've removed
vacuous.
All live, any sort of live element.
All live anything.
And you know what drives me crazy, and I hate it? It's on a Bob FM when they segue from a record into a commercial.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like
and no more alive and local.
No, there's none of that. There's no service.
You would have guys that would come in and they would do back in the day, they would do an afternoon show. They'd have a few interesting things to say. They might say, expand your stick a little bit. We're getting some good vibe on that. And people are talking about what's going on. People are talking about what's happening in their lives. People are talking about everything in this world. We need that today now more than ever.
Yep.
And our radio, it is like, and I'm not saying this just because I'm not in the business anymore, but it has become so, even the guys that are allowed to talk, first of all, take the right-wing guys and throw them into a totally different pile.
Yeah.
Because I know that Sean Hannity does not go home every night in a great mood. It can't be possible.
Right.
You can't do that every single day of your life and know that you have to do it the next day and be a happy person. It's impossible. But when I talk about the sports guys, and the sports guys are narrowcasted because they're people kind of telling them what they're supposed to deal with, too. Mm-hmm. And then, but I mean, even that is human beings talking. And then you get all these stations. And Rob, they're more doing it now.
Oh, I know.
Than ever. And it's a series of different musical formats with a pre-done announcer that makes it sound like, and they're lying to you. And they're assuming, they've always thought you were stupid. Used to be a big theme of the Don and Mike show, that the list that people, management does not respect the audience. They don't.
You're right.
But now, even more so, you're sitting there and you're having these homogenized, safe, and these little flip comments. I'm going to start writing them down, just like I wrote down the disclaimers.
Yes.
I'm going to try to hear some of them. You got, and send them to me. I'll, you know, if you send them to me, I'll, if you send me one of those comments from a Bob FM or an Arrow, I will take
Alice.
That.
Don't forget Alice.
Or Alice.
That's
if you send
lady.
Me those, yeah. if you send me those, I'll write my own counterpoint to it. And we'll do
Mike,
it that way.
You should
way,
do a you know? Game.
Because your boss thinks you're at a meeting.
You should.
Bob FM.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
I hate it.
Yeah.
You could
Bob
do a game.
Bob likes to relax on the beach. Even more than he likes going to work. Bob FM.
We can do a game where we try to figure out what's a real one and which is one you've written.
Diego wants to do a show about a show. It's been done already. Bob
it's
FM.
Been done already.
But if we did it, would anyone notice? Bob right. FM.
I'm kind of out of the advice for Diego because I don't want to be the guy. I don't want to be the dream crusher on this show.
I can give him some advice.
Yeah. Please do. Please
do. If you want to really do High Noon with Diego, and I love the name.
The name is great.
Really fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Make it all about pot.
You should do some demo shows.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think he's right. Make it about pot if you want, but
make it about pot. And I'm not talking about, hey, man, I love to smoke. I love to do this.
Like news.
make it news about pot, like normal, like what's happening out in the, you know, in the Western states where it's legalized. How goes the battle? You know, statistic. Make
Look,
it about
and this has
pot.
Been tried before, but you know, in the past when that's happened, it
you
usually
did this,
it flames out. We had a pot guy on Big O Nukes, and we gave him an opportunity to do a show. I think he might have done one show, and that was it.
Yeah,
because. You know, the substance.
You know,
got
I changed my mind now. Now that he's been on another, I don't know if the pot thing is.
How about this? How about behind the scenes of the hotel industry? How to get the best deal on hotels? You know, hotels. There's got to be great stories.
That's
you know,
true.
The people that work in hotels see people.
It'd be like
at
the
their
office,
best
but for
and
hotel.
Yeah, you could get an employee every
That's
week
great.
And say, "What's the worst thing you've seen?" What's the
you
best
know? There
thing?
Are a couple of suggestions. Let him stew on it. And Diego, here's the thing that I want you to do. And this is I'm etching this in stone. Okay.
Okay.
Here's how this is going to work.
Yeah.
Do this. Take some ideas. Get them to us, and we will reconvene in 1 year's time. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would've gone with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robinjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at moorebroadcasting.com. Just want to surrender. The Best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us, and I'm very, very happy to have all of my familia under one roof.
It's
and
a
it's
good
always,
feeling, isn't it?
Always a lot of fun, and we had a moment last night that it's not a board game. It's an idiot game, but we got it the last time the girls visited, and then we never did it, and we forgot it, so we put it in the closet, this little game, and we broke it out with the little guy, and it was crazy fun. Crazy fun, but short-lived.
What is the game?
Pie in the face. Have you seen it?
I've seen the ad, yes.
Yeah.
It's very...
I mean, it is the lowest IQ game probably... that exists in America, I would
they
say.
They did a version of it on that America Game Time Tonight that was hosted by Jane Lynch, but this is a scaled-down version, and it's just based on luck, isn't it?
It's pure luck, and it's no skill, and it is you get a little spinning wheel that gives you a number, and then you put whipped cream on a little plastic hand,
yes.
Sure.
And then you have attached to the plastic hand is a clicking rod that you turn,
yes.
And that controls the mechanism quite randomly that hurls the pie into one's face. And we took a chance on bringing the little guy to the table. And, you know, at three, you're right on the borderline of how this is going to go.
Playing with fire.
Exactly.
And thank God he handled it. He first wanted to try it. He wanted it. And we said, no, because you're gonna wail if you happen to get this whipped cream hurled into your face.
Right.
And then he also got a little concerned when mommy got the pie in the face because it was scary for him. And then... with our guffaws of laughter, though, within about 2 minutes, he got into the spirit of the game, and
cool.
He began to laugh. And then he did that three-year-old laugh where they're part of the party where it's like, ha, 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 ha.
I can't control it. Yeah, it's fun.
You know, the true joy.
That's
and
fun.
Then,
he's entering that sort of phase where he wants to be included
right.
with some of the big people activities.
Right,
well,
exactly.
It's actually smart for you guys to not, you know, really put him in his playpen and walk away, right?
Right.
Well, no, I mean, you want to engage. Yeah. He's totally, especially with the lack of, you know, with us just being, you know, here, got a couple of things. I told you he's skating. We've got him involved in that. You know, less than a month, he's going to be heading to back to preschool, and he's going to be there 5 days a week. So he's going to be totally socially interacting with all the other kids. So that's cool. But the summer, let's be honest with you, not being up with my family up north has been tough because, you know, that's where he gets all the interactions with the other kids in the neighborhood and his cousins and all that good stuff. So it's been tough for him. So this is great just to have his sisters down here. And, you know, it was a silly little game, but I got to tell you something. I mean, the attention span for me in that game lasted about 6 minutes tops, where, you know, how many times can you just go, okay, you got it. Oh, now you got it. Okay, now you got it. And,
you could make it more exciting if you installed betting into it. You could bet money.
Then you'd have like do it on the bed or something. Yeah, well, like Mike, a fitted sheet
would also be nice.
Cherry on top.
But I'm thinking that, you know, you're a competitive guy, and just the fact that's not a game you play to win. That's a game you play to not lose.
My kids
Mike,
at all.
You're better than that game, though.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a bunch of adults that are going to play that game, you got a problem on your head because there's really nothing creative that goes on with that game. It's click, click, click. Hey, buddy.
Come up with a plan B tonight, Pony, for the pause tonight.
Whipped cream in the face. We've got, Apples to, what's the game?
Apples to Apples is good. That's sort of like a clean version of the...
match game?
No. What's the card game we play in the
Cards Against Humanity.
His name was invoked last night. The girls were mentioning Rob, saying that. I wish Rob was here. Rob would be the one who was. The girls remember you as a stellar game player. They remember you as being, because you are.
Well, many people across America every night say, "I wish Rob was here." It's not just your home.
Just to better their evening. That's what I said. And I agreed wholeheartedly.
I'm sure you did. Apples to Apples is like a family-friendly version of Cards Against Humanity. I've played that with my kids before.
Do they like it?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not nearly as fun as Cards Against Humanity. Hmm. So
I don't know. I turn into a bit of a royal dick when we have games played in the house. That's the way it goes. And of course, when you play a game that involves canned whipped cream with the O'Maras, can't last all that long anyway, because the whipped cream does it.
Losing's not losing.
Losing's actually winning.
Is this can empty already?
Yeah.
Daddy wants to go again.
Sorry about that. Can we put maraschino cherries on the ham? how about chocolate?
May I ask the royal dick what happened with him and his daughter in Snapchat? You mentioned that briefly before the show.
The very first night there, this was last
social
night,
media.
And, when they arrived Friday night, we took them out to dinner. Down here at Cocoonville Midwestern Central.
Yeah.
Yes.
The most popular event of the summer is the beef buffet.
Because everyone from Indiana comes to Florida to eat beef,
right? Friggin' fly in. They fly in because it's like,
not on Delta.
Beef! Yeah. Oh, by the way, we got a wonderful sushi bar. Sushi, yeah. When's the beef buffet?
I want
When's
a four-inch thick porterhouse steak, and I've come all the way from Indiana to get it.
I want their beef buffet, and I want it now. Hey, how are you? You coming back down? Are you coming back down for your, Well, we're here, we're coming back in November, but we thought we'd come back for the beef buffet.
I need a cup of coffee. Yeah. Black. And also, you're out of Porter House steaks on the steam table. You need to
re-up. I can't understand why they'd serve a chowder with the beef. That doesn't make any sense. They might as well just go with a vegetable soup. Please. That's a preview of the year to come, to be perfectly honest with you, as I've gotten totally, I figured them all out.
No, I don't understand how that works. Yeah. You see that? Look at that.
Do people of Indiana not like chowder?
It's not all Indiana, Rob. It's anywhere in the Midwest.
Indiana is sort of the ground zero, isn't
they
it?
They probably love chowder. They probably just like
steak chowder.
We had a great chowder. We had a try. Well, if they keep that, if that's the spread they have, I'll come back. I promise you, I will come back. That's exactly what I'll do.
So the it was hard to get a reservation. I'm like, excuse me, there's no one here.
No one's here.
No one is here. What happened? Are they coming down from the Enterprise to materialize at this buffet? But they were, and they were all there, and then and they had a singer too. They had one of the play-to-tape singers who was horrible.
So like essentially a karaoke performer for your enjoyment.
Oh God, I you know what, if I could have told you the opening number, I forgot what
was
song
it a boy
it was.
Singer or a girl singer?
Girl singer.
Okay.
Girl singer.
Did she love herself?
Looked like an 80-year-old version of Kirk McEwen, to be honest. That's what this thing is.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you paint a picture.
Yeah, well, I wanted to give you an accurate description. It's like, under the boardwalk, and by the sea.
Can this I get a thicker cut?
Can I buy you with my baby? Where I'll be.
No chowder, just the beef.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is it's popular.
Very good place.
It's popular.
Sure.
And, well, let me have to...
One last thing.
Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.